Shivananda's Gospel of Divine Life. Service of the Sikh. One night in the winter of 1949, the master came out of the bhajan hall after the night satsang. "Did you take the temperature of Sri Balamal in the evening?" he questioned an ashram worker. The latter replied in the negative. The master at once went to the patient's room, and he did not depart from there until every minute detail in connection with the patient's requirements was attended to. He then explained, "Put yourself in the patient's place. That is the best way to ensure attention to the minutest detail. If you consider that you are the doctor, you might neglect some things. What are all the items you would require? See that all these are available to the patient. You must enter into the patient's spirit. That is the meaning of real service." And he went on to instruct, "There must be a bedpan. This is most important, especially in the case of aged patients like this lady. There should be a light, matches, water in a bucket, and a glass. All these things should be neatly arranged in the room so that the patient can reach out for them without much difficulty. You should pay every great attention to the arrangement of the bed. Even the slightest carelessness in this regard will deprive the patient of nature's most beneficial and powerful remedy, sleep. A haphazard making of the bed would do. What would be a mild discomfort to a healthy man would be an unbearable horror to a sick man. Bear this in mind always. Don't be hasty." Once the ashramites were about to perform the last rites of an inmate, Ramananda by name, whom they declared dead, the master came on the scene and, seeing the calmness on the face, advised them, "Do not be hasty. First give artificial respiration and a couple of injections. Make sure that he is not merely in a swoon." Aspirins rushed here and there. Two persons rubbed Ramananda's feet with liniment turpentine. Two others administered artificial respiration. One Swami gave injections. The master himself sat beside the body and rubbed the chest with the Hare Ram Kirtan. When one of the persons giving artificial respiration let go the hand of Ramananda, it fell limp on the ground. "All right, now say Krishna Bhagavan Ki Jai," said the master, satisfied that everything possible had been done. He then permitted the ashramites to go ahead with the last rites. He himself poured a vessel of Ganges water over the body with the Panchakshara mantra.